Welcome back to Bingeworthy. I'm here. I haven't been here for a while. But I got two people on here. One that we all know and one that we don't know. But Jack is obviously here.
And it's Alex. I'm here, folks. I finally made it on a fandom rant episode.
It's really a big deal.
It is very a big deal.
I'm honored. Thanks, boys.
It is fan service. It's like Endgame almost.
But
wow. It's your wife.
Before we get started, let us give a moment of silence. If you don't know who this is for Alexi, who sadly departed us.
I gotta ask you, was it a red balloon or a green balloon?
It was a green balloon.
It was a green balloon.
It was a green balloon. After Alexi got shot by the Terminator when greeting Murray, after greeting Murray.
I'm just glad he had a standing ovation from the crowd.
Yeah. He died at his happiest moment, yeah. So I'll have to give him that.
He really did.
He was so close to eating a corn dog.
No. Well, let's go off the teams. Joyce and Hopper storyline. They arrive at the festival looking for the kids, and who do they run into? They run into Mike's parents.
Mike's parents.
Before they get on the spinning wheel. And you know what I found so funny about this is that Mike's mom, she doesn't even know who her own son is.
Yeah.
She's just, oh, they're bouncing around everywhere. You know, yeah. Kids.
It's summer.
That's the one thing that I've noticed lately, that it's terrible parenting. It's terrible parenting on her part. Well, on both their parts. But
she's always been like that, though.
Oh, yeah, that is true. I guess it is the 80s, but that would be just giving it a really huge excuse.
That's true.
So,
she's a crazy lady.
Oh, no.
Let me tell you.
She is a very crazy yeah. lady.
Are you guys let down that nothing happened between her and Billy, or are you
I'm
happy?
Glad nothing happened, because that would have been weird.
I bet 90% of people watching this wish something happened, but I'm glad they kept that part. Oh, all the boys are raising their hands. They all wish it happened.
We got the Star Court storyline.
You want to talk about that, Jack?
Has the kids escaping. Steve and Robin are both really tripping here, heavy tripping. There's that one shot of them, and they're like looking up at the, like,
oh, at the ceiling,
The neon lights, and they're like, the movie theater. Yeah,
yeah.
And they were watching Back to the Future too.
That was cool.
That was very mm-hmm. cool. Steve confesses his feelings for Robin, but then Robin kind of turns the wheel.
Yeah.
Oh no, Ryan.
This is here. Hang on, Ryan. Actually, should we let him loose?
I don't know. I don't want to know. I don't know if I want. Let's get over.
All right, let him just say one thing.
If you if you don't know by now, but Robin confessed to Steve because they have become very close in the past times, and she feels bad because Steve literally confessed his feelings for her. She said that she wasn't paying attention to him in school, but the girl that liked him,
because she wanted that girl to like her.
Exactly.
Right. Listen. The only thing I want to say, I'll be on here for 1 minute, is we don't even know that Tammy's a girl. Tammy could still be a boy. I'm kidding. But it's my last little bit of hope. I don't mind that they're introducing a homosexual in Stranger Things. I mean, it's only a matter of time.
Yeah.
Is it accurate to history, people being that openly expressive with their homosexuality? I don't think so. I've even talked to my mom about it, and she said that wasn't common. But that's just besides the point. The fact that you don't think that she's gay, and then Steve starts to get to know her, and you see Steve's character arc where he starts to realize that dating someone is more than just a status symbol, but it's really like yeah. who you want to be with, who you enjoy spending time with. And you see that, and he finally falls for Robin, which we all love, and then they just kick dirt in my face. And I was like, are you kidding me? They did that?
Yeah.
But I know Clint says, like, oh, the friendship's better, but I just
all right.
think...
All right, Clint.
I don't mind.
Hey.
Can I say one thing?
Yes.
R.I.P. Steve's love life.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. Steve is...
I feel bad for the guy.
He's been having trouble with the girls all summer. Him and Nancy went bye-bye a long time ago, and now this thing with Robin, not totally gone, but
yeah,
the part that he wanted.
I agree with Ryan. I don't mind that they introduced that, but I do think it cheapens a lesson that Steve was learning this whole time. Plus, Steve and Robin had great chemistry, and I know that there is a friendship aspect to it, but you cannot tell me that there is not like a hint of sexual chemistry mm-hmm. there too.
Exactly.
I might be the only one at the table who doesn't think like this. I actually really... I was talking to Ryan about this earlier. If maybe they were to introduce it earlier in the season and be like, oh, okay, it's not bad. But I like it how it's not a... it's not a relationship like that. I actually really do like it. I think it's... Mm-hmm. I think they work 100 times better as a friendship than they would a relationship.
I agree with Clint. Yeah. I like their relationship. Yeah, it's kind of fun.
I think they work way better as a friendship than they do as an actual relationship. I think it's pretty cool.
That's fair.
I like their relationship a lot. I don't think it should change because they have a really good back and forth.
Mm-hmm.
A very great back and forth, Devin.
Yeah. You know, I'm glad that it's us three on the episode and not the other three, because this would be a whole different environment.
Oh, it would be so different. Hey, I'm fine and with me. If it was introduced episode one, that's cool. I would expect that. It's in everything now. But it since that they built it up and you really, really got your hopes up that Steve was going to get redemption from last season because Nancy just went to Jonathan.
Yeah.
And then he even like started to develop a crush for her. And then...
I think my favorite part of that whole scene where it's super emotional and you find out that she is a homosexual is when Steve says, wait, but Tammy's a girl.
Yeah.
That was the thing.
That was very funny.
Steve was shocked too. Third storyline here is the kids and the mind flayer. The kids minus Dustin and the mind flayer. The mind flayer is after 11 in the woods and will get his Peter Dingle.
The one thing, the Mind Flayer and 11 in the woods, I thought that was really cool. I thought that was a really cool scene. And then I really love, Mike and Dustin connect over the broken signal. So there's a bit of a connection there.
Well, we should back up a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
Because, Alex, what happens to 11?
Oh, you know, the Mind Flayer sticks out his weird tentacle thing and he grabs her by the ankle. And then she's just floating, and they're all trying to save her. And she has, like, this really massive wound and looks and appears to be
larva
in her, something.
It's got, like, a larva in her.
Yeah, like larva or some sort of infection that she got from the Mind Flayer. So
it's kind of scary to think about that. Like, combination of Mind Flayer and 11. What is it? Mind Flayer and 11.
That is really true. Powerful.
Also, they go to... Did this happen? I can't remember if this happened in episode 6 or this episode, but they grab all the fireworks and stuff.
That was in this one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they grabbed all the fireworks. They got all of the... for potentially to fight the Mind Flayer. Thank you to Lucas again, all that stuff. We got a little shout-out to Coke during that time.
The new Coke.
Yeah, the new Coke.
The new Coke. And then... Hopper's fight... With the Russians in the mirror house.
Yeah.
That was really cool.
That was pretty cool. I mean, really like that. Hopper could have just gone for the head.
That's true.
And ended the Russian Terminator Rocky. I think he looks more like Rocky.
Oh, he looks like Arnie.
Yeah. Arnold Schwartz. He's
wearing the exact... Is he really?
Yeah. It's a definite homage to Terminator.
He has a broken English like an Austrian accent.
I don't know how I feel about the Russians just in general.
I think it's a little bit cheesy. But Alex, you had something to say about it, actually.
Well, earlier in the episode, when Robin and Steve... Is that her name?
Oh, where they're getting tortured?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It just seems so unrealistic to me. I don't know. It wasn't really believable.
Part of me really enjoys the storyline, how they introduced like secret Russians in America that have been building this whole organization underneath Starcourt Mall. On paper, that sounds so interesting. But just the portrayal of each Russian is so inconsistent, and it's just kind of weird. I don't know. And I also am not a very big fan of Erica being a big part of this group. Because she is just a kid, and it makes me feel like All right, let me back up.
No, I know. I know
what you mean saying. That. She just is so mature.
Annoying? You're saying it's annoying?
She's immature. So I don't know exactly how I feel about Erica also being involved with this the Russian kids, mainly because she's quite younger than the rest of them, and it makes me feel like there is an unrealistic factor here.
Okay, yeah.
With a 10-year-old trying to break into a Russian laboratory, I don't know.
I agree with you on that. I think Erica's pretty funny, at least for me. I think she's pretty funny, at least for me.
Mm-hmm.
But I could see there has been some moments where she has been kind of annoying. But I mean, she's off for one. She's doing this all for a lifetime supply of ice cream. but to carry on, after we have the big scuffle with Hopper and he escapes from the Russian. The Russians seem to be getting on to Dustin, Steve, and Robin and Erica and getting pretty close, but someone comes in for the save.
11.
Of course.
And 11 does it by flipping the freaking car over all of them.
Like a Hot Wheel.
I think that is probably my favorite moment in the episode. Mm. Plus the synth music playing. When she did it, I thought that was really cool.
It was really cool.
I thought they gave me a lot. That gave me goosebumps.
That song that they play during that moment is actually the same song they play when she's lifting up Billy. And I think it was episode 5. And when they trapped him in the sauna. When she's like holding mummies all veiny. It's the same song that they used.
Wow.
So they've been reusing songs a lot this season.
That's cool. Ryan, why don't we just get a fourth mic for you?
Anyways, everyone catches up with each other, reunited, but something seems to be bothering 11 in her leg. And that's when it cuts to the next episode, cuts to the credits.
There's something inside of her leg.
Something that's bothering her.
Did we talk about the part in the convenience store where the blood is on the ground and it starts bubbling?
It starts to move.
Or something.
Yeah.
When Billy gets close to it.
Yeah, it's true.
What do you guys think of that?
I think that you said it's like infected, like she's infected from the mind flare. So something might be happening to her. She might be impaired. What if that's an incapacitated? Maybe she won't even be able to use her powers.
Whoa. Oh. Well, she was able to use her powers, but maybe it's rendered useless against the mind flare.
Because that's the mind flare's big thing, is that he can't do anything against her if she has her powers.
Yeah, it's true.
So
definitely amputate her leg.
Yeah,
I think they definitely. That'd
be actually kind of cool. I have one last question for you guys before we get to our awards. Do you guys think it's likely we're gonna get her sister or another mutant coming into the last episode?
Don't think that's going to come into play, because I think they've totally forgotten about the other story. But that could happen, though. I could be very wrong. They've surprised me in the past before. All right. Well, our awards for the episode is MVP, 11, of course, for fighting off the flesh flare and taking it to the leg and saving Steve and Dusty and the gang.
Oh, yeah.
Favorite moment, mind flare attack on the cabin, especially when 11 rips a new one to it.
Oh, yeah. That was epic.
Split the head in half. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was crazy.
And then a callback of the episode is Detective Murray calls Hopper and Joyce on the relationship he called Nancy and Jonathan.
Ah.
Oh.
He did call that. He said, cut the bluff. When they were eating breakfast or something.
Oh, Jack, do you want to get the pop culture Easter eggs?
Yeah, sure. Let's do it. We spared no expense. Straight out of Jurassic Park or World? The trees are moving. Mom, the trees are moving. Mm-hmm. Trees are moving, Mom. Yep, Jurassic Park. Of course, Back to the Future movie in the theater. We guessed we were going to see Back to the Future at some point. I'm really glad we saw it in the theater. That was pretty cool. Lucas mentions the thing, not Lucius.
Oh, the thing. What's the thing?
It's a very famous horror movie. Also, more the redone version by John Carpenter is the better version. It's an alien who can morph into anything he wants to, and that's basically what the mind flare kind of is.
Yeah.
So that's basically it.
Wow.
Well.
Dang. Well, thank you for that.
Well, anyways, this wraps up.
Do we have any more there?
Nope.
A Russian guy. We don't even know his name. He's known as Russian guy.
We should do some piercing predictions. Ooh. For the next episode to see what's going to happen in the finale.
Yikes.
Mine is Eleven's going to somehow be incapacitated and can't use her powers.
Yeah.
That's mine.
I'm going to go wild and say that Eleven's sister comes back and helps fight with her. I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm being really positive.
I don't know either, but like if that were to happen, like just seeing a couple like mutants. I'll throw out a piercing character death. I'm going to go with Hopper.
Yeah. Ooh. I think that too.
I don't have a good feeling. Part of me thinks it'll be a cheap version of, or not a cheap version, but just a repeat of last season with Bob and Joyce. I don't know if I want to see it happen again, but it just kind of feels like it's heading that direction.
Do you really think they'd do that to Joyce again? Her son got stolen, abducted.
Ryan knows, too. Ryan knows.
It could say Hopper's death, but it just said Hopper.
I think Dr. Brenner will definitely be back, and he's the one pulling the strings for the Russian drill, because how else do they know so much about Hawkins and the portals? It has to be him. There's no other explanation.
Whoa.
And in season two, they mentioned that he's still alive and that they could take him to when 11 and 7 are going to kill all the people who have wronged them. They find one guy who tells them that he's still alive and he could take them to him. So yeah, he's easily alive and he's most likely in this final episode.
Whoa.
That is a good prediction. Piercing, I tell you.
Great job, Ryan.
And to end this off with the memes of the episode, I don't know if anyone how they've missed this, but obviously there have been montages of Alexi across the internet with very sad music in the background. I have been very severely affected by it.
Yeah.
I very much liked Alexi a lot. I liked him a lot more than I thought I would, and I am very sad, almost as much as when Bob died. So... So I'm very. If Hopper dies, I might actually riot. So, so this is gonna be fun. Oh, there is a post going around of a picture of Alexi, and it's a picture saying
it's, like 1 million right now.
It's trying to be the most liked picture on Instagram, and it's the picture of Alexi when he's got the 7-Eleven Slurpee, and and they're trying to get it to pass the egg.
Picture. Oh, pass the egg.
Oh, pass the egg.
I gotta go like it.
It's right now it's at, I think, 1 million. It's almost a 2.
Come on, Alexi.
Yeah, come on. Come on. One last big hoorah.
We just need his face cemented in the Mount Rushmore of most liked.
But anyways, this was a good little recap episode. Thank you to Alex for being on the episode.
Yeah, thanks for having me. That's fun.
And hope you guys stay tuned for our last bit on Bingeworthy for season 3 of Strange Things.
Season finale. See ya.
Next on Bingeworthy, that was like the biggest fan service moment for me.